Representative Sexton, Prowse concur Resolution 11 and House Resolution 11.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun, Representative Sexton, for House Resolution 11. Excuse me, concurrent Resolution 11.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House concurrent Resolution 11 is the joint rules between the House and the Senate. There's companion Senate resolution, so I would ask for unanimous consent to substitute Senate concurrent Resolution 5 for House concurrent Resolution 11.
Gentleman from Calhoun asks for unanimous consent to substitute Senate concurrent Resolution 5 for House concurrent Resolution 11. Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun, Representative Sexton, for opening remarks on Senate concurrent Resolution 5.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. As you know, we are required to adopt rules at the beginning of each General Assembly, and that's what we're doing here. These will be the exact rules that we followed for the last 2 years and the rules that we've followed from the beginning of this year up till this point. The only difference in the joint rules is that we will change the 87th General Assembly to the 88th General Assembly, the one in which we are in. So those are my opening remarks, Mr. Speaker.
Is there discussion? Seeing none, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun, Representative Sexton, for closing remarks on Senate Concurrent Resolution 5.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move the resolution. The
gentleman from Calhoun moves adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution 5. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And Senate Concur Resolution 5 is adopted. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun, Representative Sexton, for opening remarks on House Resolution 11.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And once again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. These are the rules that we will follow in the House. My opening remarks for the joint rules were very similar to these rules. It's the same rules that we have followed the past 2 years, same rules we've followed up to this point. And the only change is changing the 87th General Assembly to the 88th General Assembly. Those are my opening comments, Mr. Speaker.
Is there discussion? Seeing none, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun, Representative Sexton, for closing remarks on House Resolution 11.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the resolution.
Gentleman from Calhoun moves adoption of House Resolution 11. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the resolution is adopted. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate concurrent Resolution 5 to the Senate.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the passage of Senate concurrent Resolution 5, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw House concurrent Resolution 11.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent to move the 3 o'clock committees, which are local government, ag, and human resources, up to 1:30 p.m. today.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans caucus at 9 o'clock at the Supreme Court chamber. If there's no further business, move the House adjourned.